this, you're talking about whether the testing is doing any good. Well, I'd rather get tested, to be honest with you. I'd rather, and I'm not saying that I think everybody needs to be tested. I'm saying I'd rather be tested than say, show me your card, because again, the vaccination card means nothing, because you can carry this. You can have it still, even though you're vaccinated. And so I don't know why people keep going to these policies. Doesn't it seem ludicrous to you that there's just all kinds of different policies out there, which tells me that there's lots of difference of opinion, I guess. But some of them just don't make any sense whatsoever. Show you a vaccination card, or I could show you a vaccination card, but I could certainly be carrying the thing and I'd even know it.
Let me just ask you, we're a long ways into this, and I just don't know how close we are to the end. Do you get a sense, are we talking about spring? Are we talking about summer? Are we talking about fall of 2022? When can we start breathing easier?
Well, I think this is going to be around, right? I think we're going to have to start living with it. I think that's why some of these Democratic governors are saying, mandates just don't make sense. They really don't, because we're going to have to live with this. We're going to have to take precautions like we do anyway, like around flu season. You spend, you know, if you're a little bit older and you're susceptible to the flu and you know, potentially getting very sick from it, maybe even passing, dying from it, you take certain precautions, right? My parents got to a certain age and they didn't go out as often as they used to, or, you know, they just mask when they need to. You're going to have to learn to live with this, because it's going to be around for a while. And it's mutating, and it's mutating very rapidly in some cases. The Omicron, I think you pointed this out, and I did a little research. Yes, it's highly contagious, but it tends to be less deadly, a lot less deadly than some of the other variations of COVID. So we're seeing changes with it. That means that it might be around every year around fall, right, when the weather gets a little colder like the flu season is, because we spend a lot more time indoors together. It spreads a lot more. So I think we're going to be, I don't know, to answer your question, I'm not sure we're going to see a definitive end to this. We're going to be living with it for the rest of our lives, probably.
More with State Senator Scott Hammond. We're going to talk about a new lieutenant governor for our state. Who is she, and what does she represent? And she's a heartbeat away from being governor, I guess. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 12:29, as we check on our traffic cams at this moment, looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour right now on Interstate 15 as you work your way through the resort area, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston. You're pretty much up to freeway speeds on US 95 as well. No real delays or restrictions until you get downtown. And that's where you start seeing the brake lights, because lane restrictions are ahead of that as you enter the downtown Spaghetti Bowl area. Both directions, that's on Interstate 515 between Main and Eastern. And moderate flows right now on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson.
World-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Daniel Carlson's 48-yard field goal gave the Raiders a 16-14 win over the Browns on Monday in a game that was pushed back from Saturday due to COVID-19 issues. Down by a point, Raiders quarterback Derek Carr drove his team into Cleveland territory in the final 2 minutes. The Raiders improved to 7-7, keeping alive in the playoff mix. The Browns were without starting quarterback Baker Mayfield, backup QB Case Keenum, head coach Kevin Stefanski, and several other prominent players, including top receiver Jarvis Landry and edge rusher Jadeveon Clowney. Browns third-string quarterback Nick Mullins had brought the Browns back from a 10-0 deficit in the third and then gave them a 14-13 lead, throwing a 6-yard touchdown pass on fourth down to Harrison Bryant with 3:45 left. Elsewhere Monday, the Vikings beat the Bears 17-9. The Bears have lost three straight. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
On a busy Christmas week, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, sticking around for another segment because we've got a new Lieutenant Governor. Who is she, and how did she get to this position?
Well, we don't know exactly how she got to the position. Kano Burkett is she was a former administrator in Clark County School District, but we don't know how she got there. I mean, a lot of times you can kind of see how the breadcrumbs fall out, and you can follow that trail and figure out where, you know, maybe she supported the governor here, or maybe she donated, or maybe she knows a few people. People are just shaking their head going, we're not sure how this happened. I mean, if you're talking about how does she help him in a campaign, well, the money that I would have put down on in a, you know, a bet, if I were making a bet, before he made the appointment, I would have said it was going to be somebody from Northern Nevada, maybe even a Hispanic woman who's living in Reno or Sparks or someplace up north. That didn't happen. So I couldn't figure out, you know, politically why this was a good move for him, at least for the campaign. And then, of course, you're talking about experience. She has none, which is not always you need experience. I mean, sometimes it's nice to get a fresh look. But here's a person who is in charge of, and this is an executive level, right? This is an executive. This is part of the executive branch, and they do a lot for tourism, and she's got no experience there. As a matter of fact, Deborah March, who's running for lieutenant governor as a Democrat, said that this person has no experience and no abilities, and couldn't figure out why she was appointed. And the thing is that I look at it, Kevin, and I laugh a little bit because here's somebody saying that this appointee, that makes no sense, and she doesn't have the qualifications to be in the office, and yet it's the governor who chose her, put her there. So if you don't believe that she's got the qualifications, perhaps you believe that the governor doesn't have the qualifications to choose the right people to be in those positions. So I think the Democratic Party is starting to see that maybe Governor Sisolak isn't the right person to be in office right now. At least that's the way I read the tea leaves.
Lisa Cano Burkhead is the new lieutenant governor, and the thing that surprised me is she has no legislative experience, and yet the lieutenant governor, am I right on this, ends up presiding over the Senate?
She does. That's exactly what they do. They have a couple of different commissions that they're in charge of, and then they preside over the legislative body. Now, she'd have to win re-election for her to preside over the body unless we go into a special session, which we have a tendency to have more regularly than we should, but other than that, I mean, she's presiding over a few commissions, and that's it. But it's kind of funny that she really doesn't have any experience. This came out of nowhere. I think the governor had a very long list of people who expressed a desire to fill that position, and yet he didn't go with any of those on that long list. He went with somebody that is a complete outsider.
Wow. I want to talk to you about the big news over the last 36 hours, and that is Joe Manchin essentially killing the Build Back Better bill. And this has Democrats doing a lot of finger pointing, and they're all coming right back to Joe Manchin. He ain't exactly on everybody's Christmas card list.
No, he's not, is he? And, the funny thing is, I think that's the best part of this whole thing is that watching the whole, I think the extracurricular activities around the decision not to vote for it, right? The complete meltdown of his colleagues in the Senate and the House of Representatives. They don't have a lot of love for him right now. If he was on the Christmas card list, he's not anymore. But, you know, the funny thing is, they demonize him. They talk about what a bad guy he is. Horrible for America, and then on the other side of their mouth, they're saying, "Well, I think we could probably talk him into it. We've got a little bit of time. We're going to talk to him again and see if we can get him to flip back to our side." I've been in politics now for 10 years, and I've never seen that strategy work ever. It just doesn't work. You can't talk about what a piece of garbage somebody is 1 second, and then appeal to their sense of loyalty. Or pragmatism, and then hope that they, you know, change their mind or whatever it might be, and get them to vote for whatever you want. I have a hard time believing that. And the thing is, you know that the president's going to need his vote on something very critical in the not so near future, and yet this is how they treat him. I don't know how they expect that to happen every time. The guy has voted 87% of the time with the president, so it's not. It's not like he is all of a sudden Republican. He just doesn't think that this is a good bill.
Well, the word is that he might end up an independent. The question is, who does he caucus with? And, that determines who has the gavel, so to speak. And I don't know what he'll end up deciding.
Well, if he decides to run for president, I know a whole bunch of people are so excited about his decision that he might be more powerful than the president himself right now.
Wow. So what happens to this Build Back Better bill? They're saying, well, we'll carry it over into next year. We'll talk about it next year. But I would think the closer you get to a midterm election, that you're not going to be able to get anything done legislatively. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you're right on that. You are right. Now, this is a blow. This is a huge blow to a major piece of legislation, about the only major piece of legislation the president's been pushing for the last year. It's a huge blow, because now he's going to have to start the whole thing all over again, and the success rate after you start all over again is very, very low, especially as you're talking about elections coming up, because no one really wants to vote for something that's trillions of dollars. And this, to his point, to Joe Manchin's point, right, this is not good, and it's not good for the American people, and he can't justify going back to his constituency and explaining a vote that he shouldn't have voted yes on, so he just couldn't do it. So yeah, to your point, this is a major blow. I don't think it passes. I don't think, and if it does go back and they bring it back in the next year, perhaps they've learned their lesson and they'll sit down and talk to the other side. That is something we're seeing more and more often, right, Kevin? We're seeing it at the federal level. We're seeing it at the state level. That they just cannot, they just keep pushing things without bringing other people into the conversation. They just don't include the opposition. And the opposition has to be there, because that's how you get a much better bill. But they're just going to push whatever they can and pass it however they might be able to pass it and get what they want. And I think that's bad. It's bad for the American people, and it's bad for government. I think the government cannot function that way. It shouldn't function that way.
Well, you want to talk about overreach. Legislative overreach. This is, Exhibit A, and it's why that this thing is probably dead on arrival in the United States Senate. Scott, it is always great to be with you. Tell me what Christmas Day is going to be like at the Hammond household.
Well, we've got 4 kids, so they're up not as early as they used to be, because most of them are teenagers now. Our youngest is 10, so we do get a bit of a reprieve. We don't have to get up so early. But then we get up, everybody's still in the pajamas, and we sit around the Christmas tree, and we pass out things, and we have a very big breakfast. And then we sit around and watch movies and play new games that we get. We always get some kind of new game, and so we usually a board game of some sort, and we play games all day. So it'll be good. And then our 22-year-old is going to be back home for the first time in a while. So it's going to be a great Christmas day for us, and I hope everybody else is going to have the same time. Same great day.
Hey, Scott, thanks so much, man, for spending some time with us. What time do you start voting on the Legislative Commission this afternoon?
I believe it starts at 1:30.
So you got to get.
I got to get.
Hey,
absolutely.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be on the radio with you, though. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much, and a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. We'll talk to you again, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, man. That is Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
D.C. politicians are proposing new tax increases on American industries. Just as we begin to recover from the pandemic, politicians want to experiment with risky new taxes, weakening the U.S. economy, making us less competitive when we can least afford it. America's recovery counts on all of us. We can't afford more taxes. Tell Catherine Cortez Masto, don't overtax American industry. Get the facts at coalitionforamericanjobs.org. Paid for by the Coalition for American Jobs.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. One of the many ways we strive to keep you safe is by taking an active role with improving the quality of stormwater runoff entering our waterways from our roads and highways. From constructing and maintaining roads to monitoring our waterways, NDOT's dedicated environmental professionals are focused on reducing the impact of our projects on our environment. We do our very best to preserve Nevada's waters for future generations. For helpful information, to report an illicit discharge, or for public education resources, visit our website at lovenvywaters.com and follow us on social media. NDOT's top priority is keeping you safe and connected. Visit our website at lovenvywaters.com.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More coming up. We'll talk about the Raiders and their narrow win over the Cleveland Browns. The Browns had to assign seven players off their practice squad to add them to the active roster. They were playing with their number three quarterback, Nick Mullins. It was potentially an ugly, 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 ugly game, and it turned into a nail-biter at the end. We'll talk about that in just a bit, but I do want to get to something that happened last night on MSNBC. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, ended up blowing out the president of the United States, Joe Biden, because in her view, and I'm paraphrasing this, essentially he promised what he couldn't deliver on the Manchin vote. He just could not deliver. And even though he said today at the news conference just a few minutes ago that he thought there still was a possibility it could pass, not anytime soon, maybe not in my lifetime. This was AOC yesterday on MSNBC.
Well, Congresswoman, you said yesterday that you were not upset with Joe Manchin as much as you were with Democratic leaders. And let's, as my grandmother from Dalton, Georgia used to say, let's just take the rag off the churn. That starts with the president of the United States, doesn't it? He's the one who shook hands with Joe Manchin. They said they had an agreement on $1.75 trillion bill, and the president told you all that you could trust him. He could bring Joe Manchin along. Mm-hmm. How do you work with the White House moving forward?
Well, you know, I think, as I said earlier, when we were in negotiations, originally the entire country's infrastructure plan was in one bill. And this bill could be passed with all Democratic votes. It was a decision to separate these two bills and just break apart one part, that which was this quote-unquote bipartisan infrastructure plan that has a lot of fossil fuel subsidy giveaways, of which Manchin is a known ally of the fossil fuel industry, and then separate the extension of child tax credits, separate the real actions that are going to protect us from climate change into the Build Back Better Act. Now, when that decision to separate and to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill happened, some of us took umbrage with that. And the president did say that that the Build Back Better Act was promised, and that, you know, he's got it. And we said, you know, with respect to the president, he can't, no one can really promise a Manchin vote. And so we need to really figure out what the solution is, because at the end of the day, when the clock strikes midnight on New Year's, we are talking about millions of families in the United States having their child tax credits expire. The president made the announcement just this past week that he does not have an intention on extending the student loan deadline. And both of these things, in addition to the untenable situation of voting rights in this country, all three of these things are completely unacceptable. And so what we really need to do is, I think, is have folks that really, you know, our leadership needs to step up. And I think that we can do that. I do not believe that the situation is beyond repair, but it's going to take a different kind of thinking to get out of it than it did to get into it.
That's AOC on MSNBC's Morning Joe yesterday. The bottom line, believe it or not, is that they don't have Joe Manchin's vote, and I don't expect them to get Joe Manchin's vote anytime soon. The only thing they can do is whittle this bill down and do it in digestible chunks. That's really the only way that I see them doing this. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 can help you. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now, would you please? They're going to have a Zoom call, a congressional Zoom call of Democrats, and it'll be interesting to see what Democrats are saying about their brother, Joe Manchin. This should be fair. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that caucus room or on that Zoom call. We'll find out what they're up to. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Ever wonder what gives me a winning edge? A quick pit stop to check your tires can go a long way. Whether you're driving on the track or just on the road, properly maintained tires handle better in all weather conditions and provide you with the safe stopping power. Do a safety check on your tread depth at home or go online and book a tire inspection appointment.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, I asked the not-so-rhetorical question.